Everybody talks about what the new trade center is going to look like, but I'm telling you right now, the old trade center was the most beautiful thing in the world. It was a city in its own, and they made it that way. Those people that worked there made it that way.
For 7 years, 37-year-old Philip Morelli was a construction worker inside the trade center. The Queens native says he loved his job at the Twin Towers.
And there was always construction going on in the World Trade Center. There's a lot of floors. Between the two buildings, there was 110, so that's 220. And then you had 9 floors in building 4, 5, and 6. So there was always something going on, and we were always there.
And Phil was there the morning of September 11th. As always, he was on the site bright and early.
I got in at 6 o'clock in the morning. I went downstairs to, you know what I mean, we usually, our shanty is where we all dress and, you know what I mean, we have coffee in the morning. I went down there, and as the guys were coming in, everybody's talking and, you know what I mean, laughing, talking about their night, the night before, who's talking about this, who's going to do this, who's going to do that.
At 8:30, he says he was headed to level B4 in Tower 1, 4 stories below ground.
I go downstairs, the foreman tells me to go to remove the containers. As I'm walking by the main freight car of the building in the corridor, that's when I got blown. I mean, the impact of the explosion of whatever happened, it threw me to the floor, and that's when everything started happening. It knocked me right to the floor. You didn't know what it was. Of course, you're assuming something just fell over in the loading dock, something very heavy, something very big. You don't know what happened, and all of a sudden you just felt the floor moving, and you get up, and the walls. And then, you know what I mean, now I'm hearing that the main freight car, the elevators, you know what I mean, fell down. So I was right near the main freight car, so I assumed what that was. Then, you know what I mean, you heard that coming towards you. I was racing. I was going towards the bathroom. All of a sudden, I opened the door. I didn't know it was a bathroom. And all of a sudden, a big impact happened again. And all the ceiling tile was falling down. The light fixtures were falling, swinging out of the ceiling. And I come running out the door, and everything, the walls were down, and now I started running towards the parking lots.
Nearly 100 floors below where the first plane hit, Phil felt the devastating impact. But 4 levels below ground, he had no idea terrorists had done it on purpose.
What did you think was going on?
I just thought something, because I know that the loading dock is on B1, that's 3 floors above me. I just assumed that a car or something exploded on B1 or something got delivered and something big and heavy fell over. You just knew it was something big because, you know, I can't even imagine living in San Francisco or earthquakes, but when the floor is moving underneath you and everything is just happening and smoke and people screaming, I never knew until when I got outside the building and I was running down the west side. That was the only time I ever heard about planes hitting the building.
But before he got out of the building, he faced obstacles underground.
As I ran into the parking lots, you know what I mean, everybody's screaming. I actually helped somebody get to a staircase that had a broken leg. There was a lot of smoke down there. There was a lot of people screaming. People came with us running up the ramps. We wanted to get help for the people that couldn't move down there. And as we were running up the ramps, and, you know, it's not like a regular mortar. You're going straight up. You have to go, you know, you got to go clear across the hole from 1 to 2 World Trade Center. You know what I mean? That's the way you got to run. And then all of a sudden, it happened all over again. Building 2 got hit. And then, I don't know that. I just know something else hit us to the floor. Right in the basement, you felt it. Walls were caving in. Everything that was going on. I mean, I know people that got killed in the basement. I know people that got broken legs in the basement. People that got reconstructive surgery because the walls hit them in the face. And I know I love seeing everybody every day that survived it and was there. And I just hear everybody's story. And it was terrible. No matter where you were in that building, there was no safe place to be except to get out, help as many people as you can, and just try to get out because there was devastation everywhere.